From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A South Korean official said today Seoul and the United States are discussing other U.S. strategic assets that can be deployed on the Korean Peninsula a day after the U.S. flew a bomber over South Korea in an apparent response to North Korea's latest nuclear weapons test. Sunday's flight came hours after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un defended last Wednesday's test of an alleged hydrogen bomb as a self-defense against the United States. Zambia's ruling Patriotic Front Party has warned its members that it is prerogative of the incumbent president, Edgar Lungu, to choose his vice presidential running mate before the August 11th elections. Party warned members are not to engage in acts that could divide it. Father Frank Buelia, deputy spokesman for the Patriotic Front, spoke to VOA.
The problem we have is that some of the people who are lobbying to be nominated as running mates are doing it in a manner that is exposing notorious appetite for power, that is exposing greed and thirsty for power in a manner that makes us fear that such characters would be a danger working as vice president to our beloved president.
Some of the aspiring Patriotic Front candidates have threatened to quit the party if they are not chosen. Human Rights Watch has accused Yemen's Shiite Houthi rebels of arbitrarily detaining and forcibly disappearing dozens of people in the capital Sana'a, Houthis see Sana'a and Aden in September of 2014. In response, the Saudi government launched coalition airstrikes, now pushing back the rebels out of Aden. This is VOA News. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says Saudi Arabia has chosen between supporting extremists and promoting sectarian hatred or being a constructive player in promoting stability in the Middle East. In an opinion article in Monday's New York Times, Zarif criticizes Saudi opposition to the nuclear deal Iran struck with world powers, as well as Saudi Arabia's military campaign in Yemen, attacks against Iranian diplomatic facilities, and the stampede of last year's Hajj that killed hundreds of Iranians. The past year has brought an increase in tensions between Iran and Saudi Arabia, two regional powers that stand on opposite sides of the conflicts in Yemen and Syria. Meantime, an emergency Arab League session Sunday, senior officials there condemned Iran for allegedly meddling in Arab affairs. Meantime, foreign ministers of the Gulf Cooperation Council are expressing their support for Saudi Arabia in its diplomatic dispute with Iran. Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir said his country, which cut ties with Iran recently, will be considering further measures. The heightened tensions came in the aftermath of Sunni Saudi Arab region's execution of a leading Shiite cleric. Pakistan is hosting today a key meeting of top Afghan, U.S., and Chinese officials. Participants are tasked to set the stage and determine dates for resuming peace talks between the Kabul government and the Taliban to end years of hostilities in Afghanistan. It is reported that there is widespread skepticism about whether the Taliban is ready to give up violence and re-engage in a peace dialogue with the Afghan government. Without naming Pakistan, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said, "This time we have received assurances that force and other means will be used against non-reconcilable Taliban militants." Taliban officials have not clearly stated the group is ready to come to the table for talks. They also dismiss suggestions that pressure from Pakistan may push them to the negotiating table, insisting any such attempts will be counterproductive for the Afghan peace efforts. Lawmakers in Spain's pro-independence Catalonia region ended months of political gridlock on Sunday, swearing in a new separatist leader who promised secession within 18 months. Spain's national government has blocked a series of earlier Catalan independence initiatives, while the EU has warned that secession could eject the group from the 28-nation trade and political alliance.
That's the latest world news from VOA.